Chapter 1. My bonnie lies over the ocean. My bonnie lies over the sea. My bonnie lies over the ocean. Oh, bring back my bonnie to me. Traditional Scottish folk song. The present day. Henry Adams, Kansas. Saturday was Zoe's favorite day of the week. There was no school, no getting up early to be there on time, and the day was entirely her own. Sometimes she jumped on her bike and rode over to the garage to help Amari and his dad work on cars, or she rode over to the wreck to see what town matriarch Tamar July and friends Miss Marie and Miss Genevieve were up to. Or she hung out with her friend Devon, which was occurring less and less lately, because he'd become a real pain in the butt. Usually her Saturdays were as idyllic as a 10-year-old kid could want. But this one was an exception. Her friend Crystal had run away from home last night. The 17-year-old had promised to text or call when she got wherever she was going, but hadn't. And Zoe was so worried that she tossed and turned all night, imagining any number of horrible outcomes. Crystal also made Zoe promise not to tell anyone, and so far she'd kept the promise. But the secret was weighing on her like an engine block around her neck. She was pretty sure Crystal's mom, Miss Bernadine, was probably going crazy with worry, as would everyone else in Henry Adams once word got around. Being caught between her loyalty to Crystal and wanting to tell someone what she knew was a lot for someone her age to be carrying around. After getting dressed, Zoe went downstairs for breakfast. The house was quiet and filled with morning shadows. Mama Ronnie was away on a concert swing through the West Coast, but was due home later that day, and Zoe couldn't wait for her return. She found Daddy Reg seating outside at the table on their big deck.
Morning, Zoe.
Hi, Daddy. How are you?
He held up his mug.
My coffee and I are doing fine. How are you?
She shrugged.
I'm okay.
Something in her tone must have set off his inner dad alert, because he looked at her real seriously.
You sure?
Yep.
She lied.
Mama Ronnie's still coming home today?
As far as I know.
Good. I'm going to get me some cereal, then see if Amari and his dad will be working on the cars today.
Okay. But make sure you check in with me so I know where you are.
She nodded and went inside. The kitchen's glass door wall looked out onto the deck. So as she sat and had her cereal, she could see her dad's face. He looked really sad, and the reason behind that was also worrisome. Her parents weren't getting along. Mama Ronnie was a world-famous award-winning singer. Daddy Reg was a doctor. He was in the dumps because Mama Ronnie had been away from home a lot recently because of her career. Even though they'd built an awesome new recording studio in town so she'd be nearer, it didn't seem to make him any happier because he still missed her a lot. Zoe missed her too, but she and her mom had talked about it. Zoe understood that her mom's love of singing didn't mean she loved her daughter any less. And besides, Zoe knew how important the music was to her mom. Why it was so hard for Daddy Reg to understand that too was something Zoe had no answer for. When the adults did something the kids didn't get, Amari called it grown folks' business, so she stayed out of it and hoped they weren't thinking about a divorce. Done with breakfast, she put her dishes in the dishwasher and stepped back outside to give her dad a parting hug and a kiss on his cheek.
"I'll be here working on charts, so make sure you check in," he reminded her.
"I will."
"Oh, and I have some really sad news."
He gently took her hands in his.
"Crystal ran away last night, honey."
Zoe swallowed.